Most people picture Santa Claus as a jolly old elf, a round man with cheeks like roses and a nose like a cherry. But some have him pegged as a gangster rapper.
On your mark, ready, set, let's go! Christmas, go, I know you go! I go ho, ho, when my new sleigh hit! I just can't sit, gotta continue with it!
This electronic Santa, in his red tracksuit, backwards baseball cap, and plastic bling, is just one sign that marketers are trying desperately to rid Kris Kringle of his traditional image.
He's just not that fat guy at the mall. You know, you can bring him home and say, yeah, that Santa's more of our family.
Terry Friedlander sells St. Nick collectibles at the Mall of America. He says people today have a hard time relating to an altruistic chap in a velvet pantsuit. They want a Santa who's more like them.
People love things that are something they relate to. That's Santa on a chopper. He is riding to town on his full-blown Harley Davidson. Instead of his red hat, he's got more like the motorcycle rag do.
Americans seem to have had enough of the jovial do-gooder who's always holding that naughty and nice list over their heads. If the top-selling Santa figurines are any indication, the public prefers an icon who spends his time at stock car races or plopped in front of a slot machine. People may not be able to connect with a dude who drives reindeer, but they sure seem to relate to a guy who shoots them.
One of our other Santas here is Hunter Santa, and he's got the ear flap thing that comes down, and he's got the camouflage vest. He's not wearing blaze orange. He's got a big, huge hunting rifle over his shoulder. Hey, look, at the next Armageddon, we know that Santa will be the one able to survive, and we'll be going camping out at his house as he makes us venison steaks.
On the other side of the mall, Macy Lee also sells Santas in the form of porcelain dolls and wooden ornaments and plastic refrigerator magnets.
Without the Santa, there really isn't much of a Christmas. That's what I think. You know, you gotta have, with Christmas, you gotta have a Santa.
Santa Claus is revered everywhere from Japan to Ghana. Yet according to the store display, this international icon is decidedly American.
Of course you have the flag and he's wearing the American red, white, and blue color. He's got a little tie it's blue with, you know, white stars on there, a little Uncle Sam hat.
You can also find Father Christmas covered in camouflage and using a U.S. flag as a parachute, or donning Stars and Stripes hot pants and holding an eagle in his hand. There's even a fireman Santa wrapped in Old Glory. When you wind him up, he plays God Bless America and Yankee Doodle Dandy. It seems the only thing more popular than a patriotic Saint Nick is a drunken one. Tree decorations portray Santa drinking beer, gulping wine, and downing margaritas. There's also a version of him passed out in an oversized martini glass.
It's good to see Santa also, you know, having a life outside of Christmas. And, you know, why not? Everybody else has other sports and other things they want to do with their lives. You know, why can't Santa do it too?
Of course, you can still find images of jolly old St. Nicholas sliding down a chimney with a pack of toys on his back. But these days, the classic Kris Kringle is often eclipsed by more contemporary takes, like a frustrated Santa breaking a golf club over his knee, or a somewhat confused Santa sporting a blue yarmulke and holding a menorah. Store owner Terry Friedlander admits there's probably no limit to the curious incarnations.
You know, there could be the Soprano Santa. He's going to whack you. And instead of Christmas gift, you're going to get whacked.
So just who would buy a tree ornament of Santa fixing a toilet? Or purchase a model of Mr. Claus cleaning his clothes in a metal bucket with a washboard? It's hard to be sure, but I'm guessing it's the parents who are tired of some soot-covered guy enjoying their cookies and milk, and then taking all the credit for the best gifts under the tree. Nikki Tundell, Minnesota Public Radio News.
Dig that crazy Santa Claus with his red suit on. Dig that walk, that crazy talk, man. Oh.